My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 420 and this is your host, Martin. All right guys, so I hope you guys are having a good time. My day was pretty good, I guess. I don't know, I don't actually remember what I did. So I think I'm just going to go straight to the point because I don't have anything interesting to say about the day. Not really. Anyway, right. So I wanted to help a lot of you guys. If you're going through a rough patch right now with the coronavirus and the economy has stopped and everything, and you're out of options, right? So you have some products, I don't know, products or services or something, and you need some money to come in, right? But you don't necessarily know, oh man, they already bought my product. What else can I give them? You know, I need to create something else completely and all that kind of stuff. I need some money to come in, right? So one of the first things that I want to say here is this. If you want to be able to make more revenue, right? There are a few things that you can work on, right? There are a few things that you can, a bunch of things you can work on. So I'm just going to kind of like list them. Okay. So the first one that everybody will think about is the traffic. Oh man, I need more people. I don't have enough people. So you need more traffic. But right now you're like, ah man, traffic is expensive. I don't have money. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to put money in traffic. And to be honest, thinking about traffic first, traffic is usually the worst option that you could go for if you're trying to make more and there seems to be a problem somewhere, okay? Because it will be linked to the second option, which is, so either you have more people coming in, all right, or you convert people better, okay? So the reason why I was saying that traffic is not necessarily the option is if you send people, more people to a product that's broken, product that sucks, then you're just going to expose more people to a product that sucks and more people are not gonna buy your product, right? So traffic is what people think about first and it's usually the last thing that they should think about. They should focus on other stuff, okay? So let's forget about traffic for now. And if you want to increase your revenue, first you need to work on the conversions. So that's one angle is, you know, if you get 100 people on your page and instead of two people, six people, instead of two people who buy, then now you have five people who buy, you just like more than doubled your revenue, okay? Just like that, just by making sure that more people buy. So that means you don't necessarily need more traffic there. You're just converting these people better, okay? So that's one of the angles that you can use. The other angle that you can use is the average order value, okay? So let's say that, you know, generally speaking, people buy a product that's 10 bucks from you and you sell, I don't know, like 100 of them. So that's 1,000 bucks, yeah? My math is bad. That's 1,000 bucks, okay? But what if now instead of paying $10, they pay $15, all right, on average. So with those 100 sales, you're gonna make 1,500, and you just increase your revenue by 50%, all right, just like that, just because people are spending more, okay? So that's the second angle that you can work on. And there's another angle that you can work on is to make sure that people buy more often from you, okay? So let's say, you know, people only buy once and then that's it, you never see them. Well, what if on average, people bought 1.5 times, you know? So, you know, people, you're like, how can you buy 1.5 times? I mean, it's the average. Some people will buy, some people won't. But anyway, what matters is that at the end of the day, you will be able to make more money. You will be able to like, kind of like make 50, you know, like 50% more, I will say, something like that. So there's this formula, right? That says that if you increase your conversions by 30%, you increase the average order value by 30%, and you increase the frequency of purchase by 30%, then next thing you know, you've doubled your revenue, just like that, all right? And we're not talking about traffic or anything, right? You don't need more people. You just need to convert those people better, okay? So I just wanted to kind of like set the stage for what I want to tell you about today. Sorry, there's this insect. So people are like, oh yeah, this is really interesting, but I can work on my conversions and stuff, but my problem is how do I actually increase the average order value? So unless I increase my price, I can't, right? I don't have any other products or something. And then obviously, if I don't have any other products, how do I actually get people to buy more from me, right? So I have a product which is like a one-off. You know, if someone buys a product, then basically they're not gonna buy another one, right? So what do I do? So it might be your case. And right now with everything that's going on, you might be suffering a lot from this, okay? So I wanted to help you out because there is some very easy and quick ways for you to be able to leverage those two, how is that, levers? I don't know what the, you know, these two, needle movers that I told you about, which is the average order value and how often people buy from you, okay? So very easily, without having to reinvent the wheel or spend 6 months working on something, you will be able, if you take action on the information I'm gonna give you here, to be able to start making more and get people to buy more often from you, okay? So we're gonna start with, the main problem is that very often, we basically kind of like limit our own thinking in terms of that what's possible and what's not possible. So have you ever heard of the expression thinking outside the box, right? So I mean, unless you grew up on the moon or you just like spent your life under a rock, you probably heard that expression, thinking outside the box. And very often we're kind of like forced into that box and we only think inside that box. What I want you to do is to look beyond that, okay? So I'm gonna give you a few options of products that you can create right now, right? So it's not even like, for some of them, you just need to put like two lines somewhere and then that's it, you have a new product, okay? So really cool stuff. You can figure out which one works for you. You can try to implement all of them or some of them and stuff, but do something with it, okay? Do something with it. This will allow you to increase the average order value and to increase the frequency of purchase, and it will help you in this really, really hard period that we're going through right now, okay? So, first option that you can implement is this. So, people buy something from you, okay? So, I buy... what can I buy from you? Yeah, I buy something to peel apples, you know? What I don't know what it's called. Is that a scraper or something? I don't know. You know this thing to peel apples, right? And I buy that from you. And then you can basically tell me, oh yeah, you got this product, it's really cool. You know, you can peel your apples and stuff, but what, you know, how about you could do it 100 times faster? What if I give you this apple peeler? I don't know what the name is, sorry about, I'm really not good in the kitchen or anything. What if you had this one here that has 3-4 blades and you do this and like half the apple is done? So, you know, twice you do 1, 2 and then the whole thing is done instead of taking you 5 minutes, okay? So this one is the do it faster, okay? Do it faster. Do you have a way of getting people to do it faster? Okay, so that means either you give them something that will do the heavy lifting for them, right? So in my case, instead of peeling the thing like 15 times, I just do it twice and then boom, my apple is peeled, okay? So think about something like this. Or do it faster could also mean faster delivery, okay? So for example, let's say you're selling a product, someone asks you for website. Well, let's say a website or something. Or like graphic design, I don't know. Yeah, I need a logo, okay? And I say, yeah, well, delivery is usually like 3 days. But if you pay me extra, pay me $20, I can give it to you tomorrow, okay? So some people, they don't want to wait. I'm one of those people, right? I will pay extra to get it. And sometimes it's not like I actually need it the next day. You know, sometimes I think I've paid unnecessarily to get it when I wasn't even ready for, you know, when the thing was there. But still, some people will be more than happy to pay you extra if you do it faster, okay? So you can have, this is another product there, right? The premium super delivery. Okay, the other one that I told you before, it's another product, right? So here in the first example, sorry, I gave you an actual product that you kind of like have to create or something, but you understand what I mean, right? Is a way for them to do it like, you know, faster, like, you know, easily, right? Here, express delivery. How complicated is it for you to say, look, you know, if you buy now, and if you pay $15, then I will add this. I will send it to you super fast. So it's just the equivalent of, you know, fast delivery on an e-commerce store. Some people just they just want it fast. You know, some people won't care. The majority won't care, but a good percentage of people would actually pay you for it, and that's it. The next thing you know, you made money. And especially if normally it actually takes you like, you know, half a day to do it before you can deliver it, then and just take a, you know, a safety net of like 24 hours, boom, people pay you for it, okay? So you can implement this, okay? Go look at your products and just implement this. Just put an express option and you'll be surprised how many people are gonna take it, okay? Now, there are other things, you know, like for example, you know, like the VIP treatment. What is the VIP treatment when you go to a nightclub or something? What do these people do? They skip the freaking line, okay? They skip the line while you're in the cold and stuff, right? So if there is something like this in your business, so you know, there is an application, for example. Oh, it's an application process. Well, if you pay X or if you do this, then you can kind of like skip the pile and we send it directly to Bob, our quality assurance guy and all that kind of stuff, all right? How much work is it for you to create the product? See, there's no product that you have to create, right? Just put a box saying, do you want this? Boom, add it to your order. And that's it, you have a new product. If someone buys, you make more money, okay? So do you need more traffic? No, you don't need more traffic, okay? So that was option number one. Option number one is do it faster, okay? So again, please take action on what I'm telling you here. Take action and look at, well, can I implement that in my business, okay? If you can't, then look at option number two. So option number two is, let's say, do it better, okay? All right, so let's say you have a product and I don't know, so let's say it's a, well, you buy this product and one of our team members is going to kind of like set it up for you or something like that. So, or you'll have an account manager who's going to do this for you or something. Okay. What if you pay extra, you get Susan, our super senior, highly decorated elite member of the team to take care of you. So you're basically, you have premium service from Susan, okay? And whatever it is that you have to do will be done better, okay? So that's the second one, which is do it better, right? So look at your products. Is there something that you can basically add to the product saying, oh, we're going to give it to the team? So for example, for logo designs, I'm going to give you an example. There's this website, it's called 99 Designs, for example, right? If you want a logo, right, you can select the quality of the designer that you want. So you can say, I want a regular designer, so it's gonna cost that, and then you want an experienced designer, and then you want the superstar. Obviously, the logo from the superstar is a lot more expensive, okay? So look at your products. Is there something like this that you can do, right? Then obviously you could lie and get people to pay you for stuff, but that wouldn't be very ethical, okay? So if you cannot implement this, there are other options, okay? Don't go out scamming people and say, Martin told me to do this, and then I will end up in jail, and you'll have to bring me oranges and stuff. No, I don't want that, so it's not gonna be me, all right? So again, do you need more traffic for this? No, you don't, right? And this could help you cash in a little bit more money, okay? So if it's possible for you to implement that in your business, go ahead and implement that in your business, all right? Another option is this one has a very high perceived value, okay? So let's say you're an expert in a subject, okay? Which you are, right? You have this product, and let's say you sell business plans, right? So business plan is something that's very important, because these people, if they have the right business plan, they will get the funding from this company who's going to invest a whole bunch of $1 million and stuff. So they need a good business plan, all right? So they come to you and you are the reference in business plans. You're like, I know this. And they're like, dude, you guys know everything. And you're like, look, I have a training. It's going to show you exactly how you do and blah, 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 blah. But if you pay me an additional $1,000, I will actually do your business plan for you, all right? And again, trust me, you cannot even imagine how many people couldn't be bothered doing it, even if they have because you just assume that if you give someone all the explanations and stuff, that they're going to do it, right? No. So many people buy courses and all that kind of stuff, they never actually do it, right? If you have an option that says, I'm going to do it for you, you will have and this is actually very expensive. You can price it really high, right? And trust me, you will have people who couldn't be bothered. Or honestly, I mean, these guys, there are some people who they understand you have two different populations, right? So you have people, they understand the logic of what you're saying, right? They're like, yep, I like that idea. It's really good. I have the money. And because I have the money, I can skip the line. I can skip the time. So do it for me. I understand then the general mechanics of how it works. Afterwards, I can integrate it with whatever it is that I'm doing as well. Okay, go ahead, do it for me. I will trade my, spend money to save time. Okay, so that's one of the population is going to be this. Then you have other people who, instead of kind of like learning the thing, these are people who are going to be a little bit lazier. So they're going to be like, no, I don't want to do it. Yeah, please do it for me and stuff. And then they don't necessarily understand how that works and everything. So these are not necessarily the best clients, because, that afterwards they might ask you like a whole bunch of questions and stuff. And it's just the equivalent of, giving someone a fish instead of like teaching them how to fish. You basically give them a fish and they will come back again and again and again and stuff. So, but then you will still be able to cash in on an option to do it for them, okay? So, obviously, you have to take into consideration how much time, how much of your personal time you actually want to put into doing this, because that will require your personal time or the personal time of someone in your team. If you have a way of making it like super fast and like automated and stuff, by any means, please sell the do it for me. All right, so do it for me. This is an option that people will take. I mean, to be honest, I will take it in a lot of different subjects, man. In business, yes, I would actually take it, provided that I understand afterwards how to, you know, make the corrections and all that kind of stuff myself and the adjustments and everything. So I will make sure that I understand all the mechanics of it, how it works, how I can use it and everything. And I'm like, dude, like, you know, do it. Like I'm working on something else, do that. And yeah, so I had stuff built for me, like servers, you know, and all that kind of stuff. They could have taught me how to do it, but you know, I was like, dude, you're the expert. Just do it. It's going to work really well. I understand all the mechanics. Okay. So do it for me. That's the third one. So think in your business. Is there something that you could do, you know, done for the client? Okay. It is like very like a stupid, it's very like stupid, simple, right? But most people don't think about it of, oh, okay, let me do it for you. But dude, you're taking my time. So for that time, you're actually going to pay. But honestly, some people are going to pay, right? And you're going to pay big money for it. Okay. Then, the other level would be, so let's say for example, I create this course, right? And I've seen courses like this. I create this course and I say, look, so this is how you build a website. Okay. So let's keep the example of a website. This is how you build a website. And you go here, you go there, you go there, you go there, and stuff, blah, 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 all right? So yeah, you can either take this and go home with it, or what we can do is that I'm going to do it with you, okay? So we're gonna get on the call, and I'm going to walk you through. You'll be able to ask me questions while we're doing this and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to do it for you, I'm gonna do it with you, okay? And this is, it's like personalized coaching, right? It's personalized coaching. Obviously it's your time, you're blocking this time, and people will appreciate the fact that you're giving them all your attention and they have expert advice when they need it. They're like, oh, I have a question, can I ask, and all that kind of stuff. The perceived value is very, very high, okay? It's very high of the this do it with me. So think about, you know, what you have an option in your product line. Well, can you take that product and actually do it with them? All right? Yeah. Let's set up like 3 hours or something. And at the end of those 3 hours, you will have something, because I will make sure that we go step by step, and I'll show you exactly in which order. And let's do it. Okay. And you know, it's like a I don't know. And you can have, for example, a bi-monthly, is that bi-weekly? Fortnightly or something, I don't know. Bi-weekly or fortnightly, I don't know the difference, but I think bi-weekly is every 2 weeks, right? But anyway, two calls a month, for example, where we go through this stuff together and blah, 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 okay? So is there something like this that you can put in your business? Yes, look at your product. Can you take your product and kind of like set this kind of program? How much work is it? There's no work, right? Because with that product, you already know how the product works. You do it every day. The only thing that you're going to do is that you're going to sit in front of a computer, talk to someone, and explain what you're actually doing every day with them, all right? And they ask questions, just answer the questions. So how hard is it to create that, right? Now, so that was option number, number four, okay? Number five. All right, so one thing that that a lot of people are looking for, and I actually didn't know, is by talking to a bunch of my friends and stuff, is the feedback that they had was that some people just wanted to be in a community environment and stuff, and you know, having some support from other people and all that kind of stuff, you know, belong to a tribe or something, okay? So why don't you, instead of doing the do it with me, why don't you say do it with the whole group, okay? So we gather a whole bunch of people And we're going to all do this together. We're going to have this call together. And what's interesting from those group calls and stuff is that some of the answers, or maybe someone will ask a question that you personally have never thought about, but you're like, oh, gee, I'm pretty sure I would have had this problem, right? And people kind of like learn from one another, from one another's questions. And you're basically answering a whole bunch of questions that people were not even aware that they needed to ask. And then everybody's happy, right? And then people can actually learn from one another if you put together some sort of program or like a group where people can help each other out, okay? So that will be number five. Do it with a group, okay? Right, so how hard is it, guys? Because you're like, oh man, I don't know, I cannot create another program or something. How hard is it to take your stuff and apply one of these things, right? Again, my question will be, you know, on broken record, do you need traffic? You don't, right? Now, option number six. Option number six is this. So, you know, I'll give you the example. Let's say, you have a product and, for example, I was paying someone for social media management. Okay, so social media management is a very good example. I'm going to post 50 posts per month, no, 30 posts per month on your Instagram account or something like this, right? What if you say, if you pay me more, then I'm gonna post 60 instead of posting 30, okay? So it's just more, like more frequently of whatever these people are buying, okay? So I don't know if, I don't know what you're selling, right? But it could be people sign up to have a bi-monthly call or bi-weekly, I don't know, you know, two calls a month, right? In the previous example. Well, if you pay more, then we will be on the phone together every week, every Friday. Instead of two calls, then you have four calls, all right? Obviously, it takes more of my time, but you know, you can have access to me more often, and you can ask me those questions so that you'll make faster progress than people who have to wait, okay? So again, so this one is do it more frequently, you know? So how complicated is it? Right? It's not super complicated, right? You could do that today, all right? Look at your product and check if that's something that you can do, okay? If it is, try to put it in place. That's a new product right there, and a new opportunity to collect more money and increase that average order value. And obviously, if they buy one product, they buy the other one and all that kind of stuff, then you increase the frequency of purchase, okay? And I guess the big level, but I think for this one, you actually need to go and create some stuff, will be, you know, join my mastermind, okay? So you've probably heard the mastermind term, everybody's throwing mastermind here and there and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, you could actually, you know, create a mastermind, like an event or something. Right now, you can actually create a mastermind. You can benefit from the fact that nobody can move. So you can say, look, I have this mastermind, but obviously right now we cannot fly and I cannot take you to fancy hotels or something. So the mastermind for now is on Zoom call, right? And you can get people to pay you a whole bunch of money to be on the Zoom call, and you don't have to worry about, you know, getting a location and getting hotel rooms and deals and all that kind of stuff. And, everything that's involved with organizing a mastermind, how people get there, you know, if there's tea, what time is the break, and all that kind of stuff, okay? So, you know, for the mastermind, obviously you will need some more content, but this is the highest perceived value because they get you, right? They get you, they get all your attention for X amount of days, they pick your brain, they rub shoulders and all that kind of elbows. Is that rubbing shoulders or elbows? I don't know. With you. And this has a really high perceived value, and you can charge crazy money for that, okay? So this is number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Jesus Christ, I think 7, right? That's number 7, but this one's a little bit more complicated to do. You cannot just action it now. Maybe you could. But the other ones, you could do it today, right? Don't don't just sit there, listen to this podcast and not do it. Do it now, right? Look at what you have and pick one of those, one or more, right? If you can do one or more, just put it in your system. And next thing you know, I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. Just adding a few sentences here and there. Someone buys, you make more money, okay? So, well, thank you. Well, not thank you. You're welcome. And so hopefully it is going to help, you know, some of you guys and help you go through this like rough patch and stuff. Because a lot of people are suffering from it. One of my business is actually very impacted, but again, as I said, thankfully, I have another one that I just created recently that's working quite well. So, you know, it's a not minor, but you know, it's an inconvenience, but it could be worse, you know. But you know, I know a lot of people are being affected right now, and you know, things like this that you can action right now can help you overcome this difficult period. Okay, so anyway, whatever happens, if you got to this point in the podcast, I forbid you to leave this podcast here and not do anything, not taking action on it. Take action and you will see you're just creating another income stream right there, and you're improving your business, okay? So that's pretty much it for today, guys. I wish you a very good day. That was your host, Martin. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebongay. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community. All right? So what I want to ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebongay.com, and in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.